The former head of the U.S. occupation in Iraq was in the hot seat today on Capitol Hill, facing questions about what went wrong during the crucial first months after the invasion. L. Paul Bremer, who ran the Coalition Provisional Authority, was among the witnesses before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The Democratic chairman of that committee, Henry Waxman, took aim at the CPA and how it handed out huge amounts of cash. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
This was just the sort of hearing California Democrat Henry Waxman has been waiting to hold for years, but couldn't as long as the Republicans were in charge.
Today's hearing provides us with 12 billion reasons to be concerned about fraud, waste, and abuse.
He was questioning why the U.S. Federal Reserve had to ship $12 billion, tons and tons of cash, to Baghdad between May 2003 to June 2004.
The numbers are so large that it doesn't seem possible that they're true. Who in their right mind would send 360 tons of cash into a war zone? But that's exactly what our government did.
Ambassador Bremer, who was in charge of Iraq at the time, said this was not U.S. tax dollars, but Iraqi money from the U.N.'s Oil for Food program. Bremer said that he needed to kickstart the economy, and Iraqi ministries needed to pay salaries and pensions. Bremer argued the U.S. didn't have time to impose financial controls.
Mr. Chairman, I know of no person who spent meaningful time in Baghdad working with the Iraqi ministries who thought this was possible in the conditions under which we worked. As so often in Iraq, the ideal clashed with the reality we faced.
Many Republicans on the House Oversight Committee seemed to accept that argument, and some complained that the hearing was more of a chance for Bush bashing. But Democrats argued that the U.S. should have set an example of transparency for the Iraqi authorities. California Democrat Diane Watson accused Bremer and his staff of having a callous attitude about how Iraqi ministries handled the money.
How can we, in good consciousness, say to our constituents, let's send them more money? There was no accountability then, and what guarantees do we have that it's going to be accounted for now?
Bremer said he could only talk about the past, not lobby for the Bush administration's new aid requests. Bremer left Baghdad 2.5 years ago, and many have since criticized him for policies that exacerbated sectarian tensions. Though Bremer acknowledged mistakes, he tried to deflect the criticism that he shouldn't have disbanded the Iraqi army or fired so many Ba'ath Party members.
We decided to take a very modest cut at saying the top 1% only of the Ba'ath Party should no longer be allowed to have a public job. That's all it said. It was a very modestly drawn policy. The mistake I made was letting the Iraqi politicians implement it, and they broadened it way out. So it was the right policy, poorly implemented.
New Hampshire Democrat Paul Hodes argued that the debathification policy meant that many Iraqi ministries lost competent officials. He also raised concerns that the U.S. didn't send competent experts to Iraq.
I'm curious to know why senior civil servants from agencies such as the Treasury, Energy, and Commerce departments were passed over in favor of recent college graduates with no experience in financial management. And they were put in charge of Iraq's $13 billion budget.
Bremer said it's a myth to say that the Coalition Provisional Authority was dominated by young, inexperienced ideologues. But he also said he wasn't in charge of the hiring. The Pentagon was. Chairman Henry Waxman had hoped the hearing would be forward-looking as well, but he complained that there was an empty chair. The State Department, he said, didn't let its new point man on Iraqi reconstruction, Timothy Carney, appear on the panel today. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.